I guess it's a sort of veiled attempt at it, but it doesn't necessarily, it could be wrong. It doesn't have to be right. But like, what if mine, maybe mine, it would be awesome if it said astronaut, you know, or like, I think actually, I forget, there was two of them, but I remember one of them being clergy.
Really? Wow. Interesting.
Because apparently, like, I like to work, I guess like the questions that, I answered somehow led to me showing that I'm like an independent worker, or I kind of like work by myself or whatever. And I guess that would be one of them. I forget what the other one was.
I should take this test.
Yeah, maybe I bet there's a way to find it
I
online or
bet
something like
there
that.
is, yeah.
Have you ever taken the Myers-Briggs
I've done the
personality test?
Myers-Briggs, yeah.
Do you remember what you were?
What was I? It was something like the Napoleonic.
Napoleon. That's about right. That's about right.
It was in the oh, I forget. They have like they have little abbreviations like AE
It's
or
like
something.
EJ, like S&T or something like that. I mean, like, give you a little, like, there's like a little shape profile and you match it to like kind of like your thing, right? I think when I took it, I actually told us, we actually just talked about this recently with somebody else, but I got some profile that was so flat, like there was. I guess it just like kind of points to my lack of personality or something like that. But like, there was no particular category that was more than the other. It was kind of bumpy, but I guess like normally what they do is they give you four like kind of like aspects or criteria, and I think it's like E, T, J, and maybe S. And then, you get a number for each one of those things, and you map them to some like 20 or 30 different like shapely profiles that they give you, and they give you pictures of them. And mine was like, it's supposed to, so maybe it'll be like medium, high, low, medium, or something like that. And then you kind of match it pictorially to this preset definition. And I got something that didn't even, like, there was no number for it. It was just like, well, you're not really
You're in an
anything.
anomaly.
Maybe you should take it again and like be a little more opinionated or something.
Well, the interesting thing about those sorts of tests, and I think if I did take the Jabo, like I was saying when I was a kid, I would kind of cheat at those and like, fudge with them. I hated those sorts of Myers-Briggs type tests because I always felt like they were trying to predict who I was supposed to be, trying to tell me who I was supposed to be. And I was like, no, I don't want to, be boxed in like that. And then when I finally did do the Myers-Briggs, the guy, it was a college professor, he was saying, these aren't predictive, these basically just tell you what your preferences are. And it doesn't mean you can't do it the other way. And that's what always irked me. It was like saying, oh, you're this way, that means you can't do it the other way. I was like, I can do it the other way too. I feel perfectly competent in that. But when he explained it to me that way, that it's about preference rather than prediction, then I really liked it. And I was like, oh, okay, I dig it.
Did you regret not taking any of those tests seriously
The
before that?
Jabo? I don't remember the Jabo, but then I was like, God, I could have known what I wanted to be in fifth grade.
Ever like look back on your life and somebody tells you, oh, actually, it's kind of like this? You're like, oh, really? Damn it! I should have done all these things. Like, everybody told me to, and I just said no.
No, my life has kicked ass up to this
Yeah, well,
point. Except for 2009.
I'm not saying that you should have any regrets. I'm just saying, like maybe there's some interesting experiences that you might have made more of if you had realized that you could have or
Oh,
whatever.
well, I think that, that I think it, you can look back at anything and be like, oh, I wish I had appreciated that more, especially when I look back at my childhood and I was like, oh man, I was such a rotten kid.
Yeah, me
And
too.
I really should have just enjoyed those moments and taken advantage of that, this and that. And like, why in high school did I not take a photography class when that was like one of the few things you actually learned a skill in, Like, whereas you come out of high school basically with kind of like, you could say that you're prepared for a science or engineering thing, and but it's pretty generalist, But there are a few things you can get in high school that are actually like skills. Like you come out of this and you like know how to do something. I know how to produce photographs. I know what chemicals go into it. I know, how to take them and how much to expose them to the light or whatever. Like that was cool. Too bad I didn't do that. Why did I do? nothing in high school.
So that's your... Do you have any other bigger regrets than that?
If I were to do college again, I would do 5 years and double major.
Yeah.
As opposed to a single major.
Yeah. What would be your other major?
It would probably be in sciences or engineering. Yeah.
It's all right. Engineering is cool.
I think part of my youthful willfulness was that I kind of rejected that side of me. I was always good at math and science, you know? Like, I just sort of, I didn't have to try in them. And part of me, I don't know, when I was 17, 18, was like, I don't want to do that. I want to be something else.
Right.
And sort of saw the liberal arts as something, like, interesting and original.
I'm going to be liberal arts.
Now I'm like, God, that was dumb. So, all right, all you kids who are 18 years old going into college and thinking about liberal arts degrees, that's fine, but do something else, you know? Like, literally, get yourself an engineering degree or a skill. Get, you know, English, boy, English is a lot of fun, and you should go ahead and get your BA in English, but you should also get something useful.
Oh, all right. Dad. You're majoring what? Russian literature?
Yeah, I mean, I know Dostoevsky front to back. Yay! I can do nothing and produce nothing of value.
Wow.
I mean, I was a philosophy major. I really liked philosophy. I loved the logic and the argumentation of it. And it really served me well. But I should have also majored in something else. You know? Something that would get you a job.
Well, I mean, you know, is college a trade school? Or is college like a place to kind of broaden your horizons and mind and blah, 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 blah?
The economy collapsed.
I know.
I submit Exhibit A. There's a hell of a lot of people running businesses that don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a whole other ball of wax. I mean, I guess, like, did the economy collapse because people didn't know business? Or was it greed? Or was it, you know, all that stuff? I mean, like, maybe we should have had liberal arts majors running the world, and they would have...
Oh, there's that argument.
That's funny. You sound like the dean of an engineering school.
I'm looking for a job if there are any engineering schools out there looking for a dean. I know you don't need to have any engineering skills to be a dean.
Certainly not a PhD.
Yeah, no, you don't, really. You need to be a schmoozer.
Right. Get the money, get the grants.
Yeah, which is another weird thing. It's like in academia,
right?
You move away from doing research and more towards, if you want your career to advance or whatever, more towards being basically a fundraiser, grant writer, or a schmoozer.
Well, you know, it seems like in anything, like in life, if you want to get ahead in anything, you need to get people working for you.
Right.
And then when you get people working for you, they do the work for you, and you have to basically start opening up opportunities for yourself and the people who work for you, right? Yeah. And that's what that is, right? You have to schmooze and basically, like, you know, even if you're, let's say you're a lawyer or a doctor or even just a construction worker, you know, and you mm-hmm. want to open your own contracting business. Well, what you have to do is basically get people who contract just as well as you did.
Right.
Get them working for you and then get them projects that you don't have enough time to do yourself and go and, like, work with people who are developing, you know, like houses or developing buildings and get those contracts, take them out to dinner, get them drinks, go to the bar, whatever it takes, you know.
Yeah.
And that, it's weird. Yeah, you're right. I think it's like a very strange transition from like being a skilled laborer to being a skilled connector and a skilled contractor and a skilled builder, but not in the building like nails and hammer sort of way, but in the logistics. The logistics.
But I think that's where you get a lot of failings is that you get people who skip the step of knowing what the job is about.
Right.
And you go right from college to management. Or something like that. And it's like, okay, you end up with people who don't know what the workers are doing and they're making decisions about the way the company should go or whatever. And it's bad decisions. You know, okay, that's an overgeneralization. But that's what the irregular search for truth needs to get started. And then we can pare away at that and get down to maybe the actual truth, which is, you were wrong, Scott. But oh well.
Cool. Maybe solve that one.
Boop!